Good morning. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church. We'd like to welcome you back to our Sunday morning radio ministry. We have dedicated the entire month of March to the topic of the one true God. Pastor Reynolds started the message in Psalms 90, verse 2, which talks about God being everlasting. In the second week, we talked about Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, which talks about nothing being like unto God. And in week 3, Pastor Reynolds listed about 20 attributes of God. In week 4, Pastor Reynolds started talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And there's still a few points left about the Trinity, so let's listen in as Pastor Reynolds picks up where we left off last week.
At Independence Baptist Church, we believe in the unity of the Godhead. We believe that there are three persons in the Godhead. There's the Father, there's the Son, and there is the Holy Spirit. We believe that these three persons are equal in every divine perfection, and that each of these three persons execute distinct but harmonious offices in the great work of redemption. This is beyond man's explanation, but the Bible clearly teaches that our God is a triune God. The Bible clearly teaches that there are three persons in the Godhead, and yet there is only one God. The Bible teaches us over and over again that these three persons are equal to each other, and there is no division in God's nature or in God's being. Jesus Christ said in the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 30, "I and my Father are one." The book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 18, the Bible says, "For through him," that is, through the Son, "we both," that is, Jew and Gentile, "have access by one Spirit unto the Father." People that do not understand the Holy Spirit of God are in gross error. We cannot really see God because he is a spirit, but he is revealed to man in Christ Jesus. The book of John, chapter 1, verse 18 states, "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." In the book of Colossians, chapter 2, and verse 9, the Bible declares, "For in him should all fullness dwell." We have spoken in the past few Sunday mornings about God the Father, and he is God. We have spoken also concerning God the Son, and he is God. This morning we want to discuss the work of the Holy Spirit. You see, the work of the Holy Spirit is a very important work. It is not just that man reasons his way into salvation or into knowing anything about God at all. Rather, we believe that the Holy Spirit is the person of the Godhead who convicts the whole world of sin. That the Holy Spirit is the one who brings conviction of righteousness and of judgment, and that he is the supernatural agent in regeneration. That he is the supernatural agent in dwelling and sealing all true believers unto the day of redemption. Notice what the Bible states in the book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 19. "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Plainly, God has revealed unto us that are truly redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ that there is three parts in the Trinity, and we know that that is absolutely so. Notice what the Bible states in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 11 and verse 12, as God is speaking here to Elijah. After Elijah has had a great victory, He is now despondent, and he is now defeated, you might say. And here Elijah is just by himself. He is holed up in a cave. The Bible says in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, "And God said unto Elijah, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and a strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire." Listen, there can be a lot of big activities today, but that doesn't mean that God is in any of it at all. There can be a lot of earth-shattering movements take place, but that doesn't mean that God is there in the least. It doesn't mean that. Notice what the Bible states in the end of 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. "And after the fire, a still, small voice." That was God that spoke there. It is often not earth-shaking events that God uses to get our attention, but God uses His still, small voice. There can be a lot of things happening in this world today, but it is the power of God that teaches us the great things of the Word of God. See, we believe that the Holy Spirit is a divine teacher who assists believers to understand and appropriate the Scriptures, and that it is the privilege and duty of all the saved to be absolutely filled with the Spirit of God. More than just know that the Spirit is there. Know more than just knowing that the Spirit is moving us to do a certain thing, but we ought to obey what the Holy Spirit is teaching us. We ought to be fulfilled in all of that. The book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27, the Bible states, "But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him." The truth of it is that the anointing which we have received of God, it abides in us. It stays in us because the Holy Spirit of God has taught us when we were lost that we needed something other than ourselves. And the Holy Spirit brought us unto Jesus Christ. We've been saved, not because we're good, not because that we're different, but because God has seen fit to put His Spirit within us. I'm so glad that that is the way it is. You see, this is not a lie. The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27 that it is no lie. The Bible says, "And even as the Holy Spirit has taught you, ye shall abide in Him." We do believe in the Holy Spirit of God. We believe that it fills all believers. We believe that the Holy Spirit of God fills the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean that we believe in what people call today the sign gifts of the Holy Spirit, such as speaking in tongues and the gift of healing. All of these gifts were temporary. They were not permanent gifts at all. We believe speaking in tongues was never the common or the necessary sign of the baptism or the filling of the Holy Spirit of God. We don't believe that at all. We believe today that people can be filled with the Holy Spirit of God without ever speaking in tongues. The Bible gives us this in the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, as it reveals unto us the gifts of the Holy Spirit of God, the gifts that remain unto this very day. Galatians 5 and verse 22, the Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." I'm thankful today that there is God. I'm glad that God has revealed unto us who He is, or at least a little bit of who He is. I'm thankful today that I'm saved. And if you're lost today, then I pray that you might be saved today. You know, I'm glad that God is our Creator. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 19 and verse 1 through verse 4, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun." I'm grateful today that God has revealed unto me the truth of Himself. Aren't you thankful today if God has revealed unto you the truth of who He really is? That He is God, and that the Holy Spirit is there. The Holy Spirit teaches us how we ought to worship Him, how we ought to serve Him, how we ought to love Him. And Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary that we might have everlasting life. What a blessing it is just to be saved and to know that we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Psalms 139 and verse 14, the Bible declares that our bodies reveal the existence of God. The Bible states here, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuous was fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." I'm thankful that God has looked upon me, and God has redeemed me by His own blood. I don't deserve any of that, but I'm so glad that He has saved me. Has He saved you? If you are saved, then you can rejoice in God for that. But if you're saved, I pray that you might tell others. I pray that you might yourself live the way that God wants you to live. But if you're lost today, I know that God has redeemed many, many people from their own sins. But God is well able to forgive you as well.
You know, we're very thankful that the Lord has allowed us to take part in this ministry. You know, we do serve a loving and merciful and all-powerful God. And it is amazing to think that a God that knows all, sees all, and has all power still cares about the individual. He works with me individually. He takes His word, the Bible, and uses it to communicate with me. He watches out and protects and blesses me. You know, and as Brother Wayne mentioned in his closing, the same God is ready, willing, and able to forgive you and to redeem you from your sins. You know, if you haven't accepted Him as Lord and Savior, I want you to think about that today. You know, get out your Bible, read the book of John, recognize your need of a Savior, and ask Him for forgiveness and eternal life. For more information, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. There's quite a few different articles, books, and audio messages available for you to download free of charge. We do encourage you to use that site as a resource. You're also welcome to join us for services. We'll be starting today at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 4 p.m. prayer meeting, and 4:30 worship services. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our time is up for today, but we have enjoyed bringing this message about the one true God and look forward to being able to share another message with you next Sunday at 8 a.m.